This podcast has been classified as PG. Parental guidance is recommended for people under 15 years.
All right, man, we've got to get there. We've got about half an hour to get there, I think.
Oh, it's plenty of time, plenty of time.
All right, sweet. Let's kick it.
Yep.
Pass us that beer bong, can you?
Oh, hang on.
Hey, leave some for me.
Okay, okay, here you go. Here you go, Miss Fussy Pants. Good stuff, eh?
Did you put a little bit of stuff in that, didn't you?
A little bit of Tabasco.
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit of Tabasco, spice things up.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
So. Hey, man, crank the music, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, turn that loud.
Oh, that's it.
Louder. Oh. Louder. I want my ears to bleed.
There we go. They can feel the oozing.
Feel that bass. That's good bass.
Hey, can you feel it on the dash?
Yeah. Ooh, very nice.
All the mirrors are vibrating. Great.
I like that. Oh, one's falling off. Never mind.
Ah, don't worry. You don't need those mirrors anyway.
You only need one, really.
Yeah, you only need the back one.
There's a back one?
The one that looks at the back.
Am I meant to have a back one?
Oh, you do.
Because I don't.
Oh, you don't have one.
Oh. Look behind you is pretty overrated.
Yeah. Just
what, you know what I say, Lens Man? Look forward. Don't look in the past. Look to the future.
Yeah, exactly. Look forward. Don't worry about other people in the lanes. They've got to look out for you.
Exactly.
You're making life decisions.
I'm the king of the road! Get out of the way!
Dude, do you know what I've always wanted to do?
What?
I just want to do a painting. Just a painting. Maybe a self-portrait or something. I don't know. Some kind of painting.
Self-portrait.
Well, maybe just someone else. Maybe some fruit. No, actually, a good idea. I'm going to paint this side of the windscreen.
Okay, yeah.
And then you can paint your side of the windscreen. So whenever we look out the traffic, it reflects a beautiful painting through us.
That's beautiful.
That's an awesome idea.
Let's
do it. Hang on, I'm just going to...
Have you got the paint in the back, right?
Oh, yeah, I've got the paint right here.
Thank you.
Oh, there we are. Just a little pop in the middle.
No, your brush.
Oh, okay, there you are.
Okay, thank you.
This is great.
Oh, that's pretty.
Oh, man.
That's
look
pretty.
At the colours.
Can you hold the wheel for a sec?
Yeah, I got it. Oh, you missed a spot. That's there good. We
that
go.
Touch right
that up.
Oh, that was a close one. Yeah. Oh, man. People are crazy.
People go crazy on this road.
I can't. You know what I can't stand?
What can't you stand?
Bad drivers.
Oh, man. Bad drivers.
Just rubs my balls raw.
Oh, man. They rub my balls dry.
Yeah. Rub them dry.
Rub
mine wet.
Oh, really?
And mine are wet a lot of the time.
Yeah.
I should stop swimming.
You probably should.
Yeah.
Just to dry them up. Just give them some air.
Yeah.
I do what I really hate.
Actually, you know what? I'm just going to give them some air now. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold the wheel. I'm just going to take my clothes off.
Oh, man. Handbrake's been on this time.
Oh, that's what that smoke was.
Oh, what?
Well, the handbrake was on.
Oh, yeah, the smoke.
You burn out all our brakes.
Yeah.
Is it still working? No.
No,
that doesn't work.
It doesn't work anymore.
You don't need brakes.
Hey, right. You want to take the wheel back?
No, I'm good.
Are you sure? Okay, I think I can do this. I saw it in a movie once.
Hold on, I'm just going to go to the back.
Okay.
I'm just in the back, all right?
Just in the back? Yep, that's okay.
Got the wheel, right?
Yeah, I got the wheel. It's fine, man. It's fine. It's okay. Good.
All right. Where did you put the schmackos?
The schmackos? Because
Jazz is in here too.
Oh, yeah.
My dog's here.
Yeah, the dog. Whoa, there she is. Oh, she's on the dash. Okay. Hey, Jazz, how you going?
Get off You're so cute, Jazz.
Such a great dog, eh?
Hold on. I'm coming back up.
And we're at the truck.
Whoa.
So we got Jazz.
Woo.
There we go.
Okay, Jazz.
Nearly flew out the window.
Don't jump out that window, Jazz. It's a big window.
Schmackos. Schmackos are in your McDonald's cup.
Okay. Just there. Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Here you go, Jazz. Get back in the back, you stupid dog.
Get a Schmacko. There we go.
No, don't go out the window. No! Did she make it?
I can see some movement. She's fine.
She's all right. We'll get her on the way back.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Man, how fast are we going? 100 miles an hour? Yeah, that sounds about right. Should get there in about 20.
Don't trust that. It's broken.
Oh, okay. We're actually going faster than that?
Oh, at least.
Oh, okay.
At least double whatever that is.
At least double that?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going 100 miles, 200 miles an hour.
Yeah, well, what's miles in kilometres?
I think it's faster.
Is it?
Yeah,
you
I think
sure?
so.
I heard it was slower.
It might be.
Yeah, well, look, let's just keep it faster as we...
Yeah, we'll just keep it on that. Just keep it.
You know, it's better being fast than slow. That's what
of
I
course,
say.
Exactly. Yeah. You've got to be faster than the speed of light.
I've got a lot of good sayings.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's good to be faster.
Yeah, it's good to be faster.
Yeah?
It goes for everything.
Especially in the bedroom.
Absolutely. Sex is the one thing I say. It's definitely just wham, bam.
Thank you, ma'am.
Whatever you can get it done, just get it done.
Just get it done, yeah.
Get it done.
Sometimes you put it off. Like,
yeah.
I always put off sex.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
But I say, you got to do it sometimes.
You got to just get it over and done with.
It's like
a Band-Aid.
Yeah, or wiping your ass. You don't want to do it, but you just have to do it.
You got
to
do it, yeah.
There's more exciting things going on. Oh, you're right there.
Yeah, no, I've just been smoking a lot of weed.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
And crystal meth. Lots of that. Yeah.
You have some Skittles. They should pick you up.
Sweet. Oh.
They're the medicine for.
Oh! Why do I drop everything when I'm driving? I really should stop holding the wheel and just start, you know, using both hands.
I'm still holding the wheel, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
So we're all holding the wheel?
Are we all holding the wheel?
I think we might be.
Yeah. Can I put my foot on it too? There we go.
There we go.
Oh, that's good. Have we crashed yet?
I think we're about to.
Oh, good thing we're only going like 5Ks an hour.
Yeah, good thing. 1, 2, 3,
let's go.
Time for the Snitch and Lids podcast. What an intro.
That was there's a cowbell in the studio.
Yeah, we found it on the floor. And we also found this drumstick. So we're like, yes, it's time to make magic with the Snitch and Lins podcast.
I can't imagine why that would be in here, in this studio. So obviously someone's come in and thought, this show needs cowbell.
More cowbell.
Hot 30, cowbell time. Oh, sorry, it's not hot 30 anymore. No. The bump.
The bump.
Yeah.
But now we have it. They've left it behind.
Yeah.
We've stolen it.
It's ours.
It's ours, so.
Hanging on Lindsay's neck. So I can see where he's walking. Welcome to Snitch and Lins podcast.
I was like,
it's been a very belated intro because Lindsay decided to f*** it up with the cowbell.
I'm sorry, sorry. People love the cowbell.
Apparently,
if you love the cowbell, leave it on the Snitch and Lins Facebook page. More cowbell.
Yeah, and there's more about the Snitch and Lins Facebook page coming up, as well as a little bit more chat about contortionism.
And we love to chat about boobs, and that's coming up too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, also on the podcast. Also, we just like to chat about boobs in general.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's also on the podcast soon. On the Snitch and Lins podcast.
Stay tuned. Michael, I was doing some research for the show, reading some articles. I kind of stumbled upon this article about breastfeeding and the many applications of...
Right. Research.
Breast
I gotcha. It's wink, wink.
Wink, wink. Yeah. Research.
A little bit of research. Yeah, yeah. I research a lot as well. I happen to do it in an incognito tab in... Google Chrome, but it's research.
Yeah, you know, so it's separate from the other ones.
Let's just say I could write it off on tax if I needed to.
But I found out that breast milk, or as I like to call it, boob juice.
Oh, very good.
I thought it was funny.
Boob juice.
Boob juice can be used for a range of different things. Like, boobs are great in themselves.
Oh, yeah.
They've blown me away since 12 years old.
Top of my favorite things list.
Oh, yeah. It's number one. I can't think of another better one.
It's been number one for a long while.
Video games coming in close, but boobs.
I mean, I think it was around about 11, 12 that it changed from, like, Mario was, like, number one.
Yeah.
And then boobs just kind of overtook him. And now they're just way ahead.
Mario's
never catching up to boobs.
Pokemon, not even close.
Nah.
So, they give us... milk. Well, not us.
Well, not us personally.
Not us personally.
Unless there's something you're not telling me.
But they do. The applications for this boob juice are amazing. They can be used for so many things.
Example.
Okay, let's start off with the simple things. Obviously, milk can be used for, you know, baking, so cupcakes, butters.
Oh, okay, so this is, I thought you were going to say, you know, for babies.
For babies. Yeah. It can be used for babies. Yeah, because it can be used for cooking.
Right, of course.
But here's the stuff that blows me away. It's used for remedies for, like, medical things, okay? So medical problems.
Okay.
Chickenpox. It can cure chickenpox.
Wait, it can cure chickenpox.
It can cure
chickenpox. Okay, I don't think cure is the word you're looking for, Lindsay. Does it help with chickenpox? If it cured it, we wouldn't have chickenpox anymore.
Well, it doesn't cure chickenpox.
Well, that's what you just said.
It stops chickenpox from proceeding, I guess you could say.
So basically you're saying that it's like a human version of chamomile lotion.
Exactly. That's what it is.
I feel weird that like I'm bathing in boob juice. But,
I would love some boob juice. Just
slap it on.
If you've got some boob juice readily available, send it to Snitch and Lins.
Yeah, just send it a self-addressed envelope and we'll pick it up. So what else we got?
Dry eyes. If you've got dry eyes, you can put a little bit in there. It also cleans contact lenses.
What?
Yeah.
This is not like...
This is true. This is my research for the show.
It's literally like they got the article of myths about Coke and just transplanted it into boobs. Because this is all the stuff that I hear like you can do with Coke, like you can clean a coin with it.
Clean a toilet.
Yeah.
Okay, what about these ones?
What?
This is going to get a little bit...
Is this true? Is this all...
This is all true.
Okay.
Ask the Sydney Morning Herald. Fairfax News.
Yeah, all right. They're believable.
Well, let's pump it up. This is getting a little adult.
Okay.
So if you're under 18, just switch off the podcast now or skip ahead.
All right.
It can be used as deodorant.
Oh, that's super adult.
Which is pretty gross.
That's disgusting. Nobody wants like old
it's
milk.
Right, it's right there.
Yeah.
It's like I could reach over for the deodorant or I can just squeeze a little bit out and just kind of rub it up.
So you're saying you deodorant for yourself.
Yeah, deodorant for yourself. I'm not like...
So I'm thinking, like, and say, you know,
are you selling it on the streets?
And your wife is pregnant, and you're just like, oh, honey, I'm out of deodorant. Come up here, give it a quick squeeze, because I got a business meeting in 5 minutes, and I'm gonna be smelling fresh.
Smell.
Or smelling like old milk, one or the other. I don't mind. Your choice.
Here's the other thing: can be used as a sex lubricant.
Now that's just
I don't believe
that's
it.
That's messed up.
I don't believe it.
Is that actually a thing?
Apparently it is. I don't know who's thinking of this.
I don't know who tried it to find out. That's a little weird.
Not me. Don't look at me, man. I just read the article.
I know it's from the article. I'm just trying to think. Like, who figured that out?
Someone's gone, we're out of lubricant.
So I've got a little bit squeezy in the bedroom. Things went a little bit awry.
It's like, hey, this works.
This works. This is all right.
To tell you the truth, I don't think it would be a good lubricant. I think it would be a pretty bad lubricant. Milk.
Yeah, like if you...
Or you're making milkshakes or something.
I feel like you'd churn butter eventually, wouldn't you?
This is wrong.
Oh, you see the guys churning butter.
Oh, no,
I
don't
know, that remind you
stop
of?
Stop it. Stop it.
All right, Lensman. You're a bit of a superstar.
I'm a superstar.
Let's be honest here. Okay?
About what?
Well, you've had your first go on radio.
Yeah, a go. Wasn't that great?
You've had your first go on radio. You were on Triple M.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, yeah. You were a caller on Triple M the other day.
I was. A friend of mine said, hey, another friend in
Northy,
Triple M. Northy, yeah.
We know Northy.
He's been on the show before.
Yeah, yeah. He rang Lindsay up and said, hey, we need you to be a caller. You're talented.
Yeah.
You've got
the voice.
Yeah, you've
as
got the
he
voice.
Said.
Mm. And let's see how good your acting chops are. And you can jump on and be a caller for me. So
I jumped. I jumped down my seat and went, yes, this is for me. I've always wanted to be on radio. This is it.
Here it goes. And this is what happened.
Hey, Triple M, it's Michael from Thornley here. Loving the stuff, loving the 90s music. I'm just wondering if you could play that new Offspring song, Games Go By. Thanks. Also, if you've got any free stuff, can you send me that too? That'd be great. Also, can I have a larger wine and a bottle of Coke? Thanks. Also, can I...
Triple M. 104.9.
Michael, who could forget...
Yeah, that is fantastic.
The smash hit song, Dane's Gone By.
So many Danes.
They're just gone. They just come and go.
We knew a Dane in high school.
Yeah, he's gone.
Dane Hunt. Yeah.
Yep.
Do you remember Dane Hunt?
He's gone by.
Yeah, he's gone by.
Yep.
Not like the actual song by The Offspring called Days Gone By.
No.
But Dane's Gone By. Let's hear that again.
Dane's Go By.
There we go.
Michael.
What a smash hit of a song.
It's a smash hit.
I love the gags too.
Oh, man.
Can I have a large wine and Coke?
Yeah,
oh,
very classic. Good. And, you know, my name's Michael. You know,
yeah, I like the fact that you put me into all of this.
Yeah, I just like, I need a name. I look at you, good enough.
I know I'm going to screw this up, so I'm going to pin this on Snitch. Like, people are going to be walking down the street, be pointing at him going, Dane's Gone By.
I'm like, that's me. I'm going to be ordering something at McDonald's. Like, are you the Dane's Gone By guy?
Yeah,
I'm like,
that's me.
That's me. Yeah. My time on radio is just one big joke. And the joke is not by me. It's about me.
Yeah.
It's about me mispronouncing things.
Yeah, well, you know, just getting you prepared for what radio is going to really be like.
Harsh.
Real harsh. This is a message for Eric Churchill.
Eric Churchill. Now, you son of a gun.
Yes. You know who you are.
Yeah.
You know who you are.
You listen to the podcast.
Yes, you do. And you are on our Facebook page too, Eric Churchill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I'd like to spin you a tale.
Spin it.
Spin the tale of Eric Churchill.
Tell us. Okay? Tell us, Michael. We're all like crowding around the fireplace waiting for you to tell
the
tale.
It was a dark and cloudy night. Mm-hmm. Eric Churchill was just browsing around Facebook. He came upon a podcast that he enjoyed.
Thoroughly.
He liked it, Lindsay. But not only did he like the Facebook page, but in the space of an hour, he went through and liked 29 photos.
29 photos.
In a row on the Snitch and Lins Facebook page.
In one sitting.
In one sitting.
Eric enjoyed Snitch and Lins so much
that he scrolled down to 29 different photos, going back almost a year in our Facebook posts.
My goodness.
Eric Churchill. So basically what I've done is I've come on to the Snitch and Lins Facebook page, right?
Yeah.
You know, you get those notifications. If you've got a page, you notice that you'll get notifications as well.
You get one or two, yep.
And one time, like usually we'll get one or two.
Yeah.
So it'll be someone liking something or someone commenting or something.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. Keep that up, guys. Keep that up.
Yeah. I get down there one day and it says 29 notifications. I'm like, wait, what?
What has happened?
Because I got super excited. I thought, well, this is it.
It's taken off. This is the sign. Snitch and Lins is finally
here we go, guys.
Taken off.
Yep. It's time to shine because Snitch and Lynn's are now superstars, okay?
Here it is. Someone's found us and we've just exploded on the internet.
Yeah. But lo and behold, it's f***ing Erich Churchill.
F***ing around. He's just having a laugh. He's like, oh, f*** around with them. Here we go. Here we go. Just like all their photos.
It's like 29 different photos.
Get their hopes up. Yeah. Smash them down. Oh. Just one f***ing guy.
Then for that 5 seconds, I thought, this is it. We're here. We have arrived. Snitch and Lynn's are in the building. No, Erich Churchill. You motherfucker.
A study has come out, Michael, saying that fat boys are more troubled than fat girls when in high school.
They're more trouble.
They're more troubled.
Oh, troubled.
Troubled okay. About their weight. About their weight.
I'm just saying they're more trouble.
They're more trouble, Michael. They're just causing a muck in the classrooms.
How do they cause a muck? They really can't run around or be class clowns.
Exactly.
Kind of sit in their seat and go, miss, miss.
Feed me.
I'm hungry.
I've eaten all my chips.
Why does that kid sound like an old man? You've got more problems than being fat, mate.
Get out of here. But chubby young men are worried about their weight simply because they can't play sports with their mates.
Well, there you go.
And that's the main contributing factor, is that they can't run around, they can't catch a ball, they can't kick a soccer ball.
You know what? I call bullshit on this.
You call bullshit?
I call bullshit.
This is, Michael, this is an academic study.
I know, but I've seen lots of academic studies about all sorts of stuff, and I've still gone, you know what? Bulldust.
Bulldust.
Bulldust, my friends.
How come?
Cock and bull.
Cock and bull.
Bull. Yeah, that's what I call it, because you and I, Lindsay.
Yes.
We're not fat.
No, we're fairly lean.
We're not even chubby, I'd say. I mean, if I keep living this lifestyle as I am, I'm sure I will be.
Oh, we'll eventually get
there.
Yeah,
we'll get there. Don't you worry about that.
We're chubbing. Yeah. We're on the roadmap.
We're on the way there, but we're definitely not chubby. We're definitely not fat.
Nah.
Yet we still don't play any sports with our mates.
And even if we did, we would be terrible.
Oh, absolutely. We'd be horrible.
Even the things I do play, which aren't even a sport, like video games, and I play a lot of them, I'm still pretty bad at it. I'm really bad at that.
Now, this is actually something I've been wanting to bring up with you for a while.
Okay.
It's the fact that I played Halo against you a while back.
I don't want to talk about it.
And somebody came out on top. Somebody came out on the bottom.
I don't want to talk about it.
And it was me that came out on top because I won.
Yeah,
so
I know.
There we go.
All the listeners got the got the cues, Michael.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. There you go. just a little bit of info in there of what happened when we played Halo.
So we're both pretty bad at sports.
Yeah, and one of it's pretty bad at video games. One of it's kind of all right.
Yeah.
So there you go. Actually, no. Funnily enough, when you were quite small, say primary school.
Okay. Yeah.
You actually weren't the leanest of men. You're actually a little bit. You had a bit of a chub on you.
Oh, it was definitely chubby.
Yeah, you were chubby.
I was chubbers.
You were chubbers as hell.
That baby fat stuck around for a long time.
Really, yeah, so you're a bit chub back in year three, year four.
Oh, yeah,
this is how long we've known each other, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. So I was definitely chubby in year 4, year 5.
Did you ever feel any, you know, were you ever bummed out that you weren't playing soccer?
Never. No? It never crossed my mind. Not once.
Honestly, I don't think many things crossed your mind when you were that young. You were a very simple kid.
Stuff
still doesn't cross your mind, does it?
When I'm saying stuff to like a girlfriend or someone which I shouldn't say, just don't filter it through. Just don't think about it. Should have gone through another filter before I said that.
So basically there's more stuff crossing your mind now, but it seems to be crossing your mind and coming straight out your mouth.
Straight out the mouth. There is no filter. It's a bad system.
Oh, there you go. So you didn't feel that at all?
No.
See, that's why I say these studies are bullshit. You know,
these kids.
Just get a little bit more exercise on you.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. You'll be right. Maybe stop chowing down to the Maccas.
Yeah, stop with the Maccas.
No more cordial. No more Hungry Jacks.
Yep.
Do what I did and have some muesli bars.
Yeah, muesli bars.
Muesli
yeah.
bars and an apple. And that's about it.
Maybe a snack.
Yeah, if you're feeling lucky.
Yeah.
If you're feeling lucky, have
feeling
a
lucky.
Do they even exist anymore?
Less sure. snacks?
Do they?
They gotta.
They've gotta,
man.
We're not.
What about
sure.
Dunkaroos?
Oh, well,
get them down, yeah?
Well, no, Dunkaroos. Like chocolate.
Oh, yeah, I guess they
yeah,
are.
Yeah, so don't listen to Lindsay's diet advice.
Sorry, guys.
He's about as good a diet advice as he is at video games. Now, you and I, Lindsay, the other day, we were heading to a comedy show down the old Laugh Garage here in Sydney.
Great place.
Yeah. If you're in Sydney, check it out. It's very good. Got some good open mic stuff there, good comedians. Yep. Great stuff. Felt like I needed to give him a plug. But it was what happened before the Laugh Garage that blew my mind with you, Lindsay.
What's this?
We were walking down Elizabeth Street, and earlier in the day, I'd sent you a message
to tell you, because we were going to meet up in the city to go to the comedy thing.
Yep.
And I'd said to you, given you an address, and I said, in brackets, look it up. It's hard to find, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Because I know when you get into the city, it's stressful and stuff. It's hard to find places. I said, look it up before you come here.
Okay.
So I know sometimes you like to go sans GPS or sans any kind of maps at all and just rely on your head for some stupid reason.
You got to do it, Michael. Just got sometimes you got to mix it up a bit.
Throw yourself in the deep end.
Yeah, and to see what happens.
And then you end up in friggin' middle of nowhere out in Woolloomooloo when you're meant to be down on Elizabeth Street.
It's like, they both call Elizabeth Streets.
Do they?
I don't know. Probably.
Well, you do have a better map in your head than I thought. But so I said, look it up in brackets, and we'll walk into the comedy gig, and you started complaining about it, saying, man, it was so hard to find this place. And I said, well, dude, I told you to look it up because it's hard to find. And you said, what? What are you talking about? No, you didn't. It's like, well, yes, I did. I sent you a message. I got the message right here. It was in brackets. And you said, well, hold on a second. I don't read anything in brackets.
Yeah, of course.
Like that's a normal thing to do. Everybody doesn't read things in brackets. So apparently you have been just traversing through this life of yours, disregarding anything in brackets.
Why read anything in brackets? Why? It doesn't relate to the actual sentence of what's being said.
There's usually a lot of important information in brackets.
Okay, I'll tell you why. This is why I don't read anything in brackets.
And this is what I wanted you to tell people, right?
When I was quite young, around 8, 10, somewhere around there, yeah. I went to tutoring because I couldn't read very well.
Okay.
And I was reading a sentence and I struggled to read the sentence, especially when there was a bracket, because it would break up the sentence, the structure.
It threw you off.
It threw me off. So I couldn't read it. So I was just like, well, what's going on here? My tutor said, you know what? The stuff in the brackets, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Doesn't really relate to the sentence anyway. Just skip it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Hence, since then, I've held on to that piece of advice for the rest of my life, since now.
Wow.
And just skip the brackets.
Disregard anything in brackets.
Oh, man, uni articles, just skip those brackets, man. It's just like, there's nothing important in those. Research? No, just rely on what he said.
At this point, I'd like to point out that Lindsay is a high school teacher. He is teaching kids. This is a worry. I don't understand how you would have gone through life just skipping everything brackets. And
if it's that important, it should be in the text. Why would it be in brackets? What is brackets?
A lot of the time brackets are used because it doesn't super relate to, well, it usually does relate to the text.
Yeah.
But it doesn't fit within the confines of that sentence, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and doesn't fit within the paragraph. Weird. It's a little off kind of information.
Yeah, it's a little offside to it. But sometimes it can have really important stuff in it.
You don't need to know that stuff then. If it's not within the paragraph, it's not within the point. Therefore, it's disregarded information. Why read it? Just skip it. Just go, oh yeah, don't need to know that.
I feel like this is some sort of maybe cult that you could start, which is called the no bracket cult.
No brackets.
And all it is you just like holding up two giant brackets in your hands and going, nah. Now, not in here.
Not in this place.
Disregard, guys.
Disregard this.
I feel like maybe it's like a self-help thing. This is like a secret. Like Bill Gates, this is how he made his millions. Was that he cut out all the time that he reading brackets and skip them all, and that's how he gets everything done so well.
Exactly. Yeah. That's how he does it.
That's how he
does it.
Just
skip the brackets.
Yeah. So
unfortunately, that doesn't quite pass into my life, really. I don't get anything done.
doesn't make any sense at all, really.
No, it doesn't really.
But seriously, I could see this as like a dead set self-help, like Anthony Robbins, Lindsay on stage, thousands of people.
I was like, come on, guys. Yeah, yeah. Let's get together. Let's ban the bracks.
Yeah. Get rid of the bracks.
Get rid of the bracks. We don't need it anymore.
Yeah.
Just disregard the bracks. Everything in the bracks, just get rid of them.
We've evolved as a human species beyond brackets, okay? Yeah. Nothing. Get rid of it. Think outside the box. Correction, think outside the brackets. Okay?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's the message to take home, kids. Don't read anything in brackets. Just disregard it. In fact, Microsoft Office should have an application little button where you push it and it deletes everything in the brackets just to get rid of it. Done. Last night, Storms savagely beat Sydney.
Oh, I know. I was right in the middle of it.
Was that the eye of the storm?
I tend to be in the eye of a lot of storms. Yep. This was a physical one, like a real storm.
Okay.
And I was pooping myself, man. It was pretty full on.
It was pretty savage. Yeah. Like rain was belting down. The wind was pushing trees over. It was nuts.
I was in a car at the time.
Yeah.
And in the back of a car, just chilling out on the M2. That was interesting.
Yeah.
Because there's lots and lots of road work happening on the M2 at the moment for all our international listeners. The M2 is a giant highway
yep.
that we have here in Sydney. And lots of road work going on, and there was just stuff flying everywhere. Just, you know, those cones. Yeah, cones are going nuts.
And the lollipop men, they were flying about. Yeah, they didn't know what to do.
It's amazing how much wind you can catch on a lollipop.
But one specific area that caught a lot of flack in this storm was the Illawarra area.
Oh, Illawarra. One of my favourite regions.
Yeah.
I don't actually know where that is.
It's kind of like South Sydney somewhere.
South Sydney. Yeah. All right.
Home of the Illawarra Dragons.
Of course.
It's a football team. Very famous.
I thought that was St. George.
St. George Dragons. They come from the Illawarra.
Oh.
Yeah, we're making the connections okay, here. Right, they've got right, good right. defense. Don't
continue, worry. Continue.
That region was hit heavily by this storm. South Sydney. Unfortunately, tornadoes hit also.
Now, this confuses me because I was always under the impression that tornadoes were American.
Yeah, they do happen in America.
Did they come from America?
They did not come from America. Okay. Not these ones, anyway. These are Australian made.
So I thought that maybe some Americans had brought some tornadoes with them.
No, that would have been funny, though. They're like, you kind of swept across the ocean, brought up some seaweed or some sea creatures.
That would have been kind of fun.
That would have been awesome.
It would have been raining seafood, which you don't get much of in Illawarra.
But not quite. Not quite. These tornadoes, typically tornadoes are massive.
Oh, yeah. Well,
taking out whole towns.
Yeah.
These tornadoes, not so big.
Well, I figured, you know, Australians always have smaller disasters than America does.
That's right. These ones were a little bit, as they've been said in the paper, mini.
Mini tornadoes.
Mini tornadoes. Well, not smaller, just mini.
Sounds kind of cute, actually.
It does
almost.
Sound kind of cute, doesn't it?
It kind of sounds like a mini poodle.
Exactly. But whenever products come out with a mini size, like mini Oreos or mini hamburgers or something typically they're called fun size.
Oh, well, there you go.
So
they were fun little tornadoes.
These were fun size tornadoes.
They weren't like the big mama tornadoes that come through and smash up your house. So these ones that kind of come along.
Just rattle a few windows and just like, we got you. We got you. We're tornadoes, so be scared, but we're not going to do much damage. Just going to push some leaves around. Yeah,
we're just going to knock a gnome over or something. Don't worry about it.
Seriously, there's just going to be more to clean up at the end of the day. But
it's probably going to cost the state a fair bit.
Yeah. It won't cost
it's
you.
It's all money.
You're going to have to wash your car anyway.
Yeah, but who gets to say that they've had a fun-sized tornado come through their backyard? You do.
You do. Illawarra people.
Illawarra people. You are, I mean, I don't think that happens anywhere else in the world.
No.
Only in Illawarra.
Dude, so, 50 fun-sized tornadoes coming down for a party.
That's fair. I mean, if you went to a tornado party, the fun-sized tornadoes would be, you'd be walking around with fun-sized tornadoes on platters.
Oh.
Going, here you go, have a fun-sized tornado.
They're the funnest ones.
Yeah, they're party tornadoes. Like party pie.
Well, it was a Saturday night.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is it's not big enough to make any kind of difference to your stomach.
But it does contribute.
Exactly.
It's still there.
So fun-sized tornadoes, party tornadoes, mini tornadoes. We'd like to see a bit more of you around.
We'd love to see you around. Spread around the Sydney area.
It's kind of fun. I enjoyed it. And also, condolences to all the people that lost their homes.
Yeah, sorry about that. Wasn't so fun-sized for you guys. Now you have a fun-sized house.
It's time for some myths, Lindsay.
I would love to hear some myths.
Specifically, these myths, and I'll tell you how I got to this certain scenario.
Okay.
They're about contortionists, okay?
Okay, for the people who don't know what that is, not including me, because I know what that is.
Of course you know what that is.
What are contortionists?
Why don't you tell us what it is, Lindsay?
Well, you know, you're down with the lingo, you're down with the kids, you know what contortionism is.
Tell us.
Sure. For all the other listeners who don't know what it is.
Okay, so, the way that I got to this subject was I was looking up Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
Because it's fascinating. I find Cirque du Soleil fascinating. It's been around for so many years, since the
80s. For listeners who don't know what Cirque du Soleil
is. Oh, you've got to be kidding me, right?
It's a great segment.
You know what Cirque du Soleil is?
Yeah, it's a circus, yeah. Okay.
So it's a circus. There's lots. I mean, we went to Las Vegas, right?
Yeah.
And literally there's like four or five different shows of Cirque du Soleil happening in Vegas.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Now, they've been around for years, since like the 80s, and they're massive. They've got about, I think, 20 different shows around the world, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Simultaneously. That's amazing to me for a circus, okay?
Yeah.
So I looked that up. I went into the thing, stuff that they do in the show, and I ended up onto contortionism, which is being able to bend your body in all these really weird ways.
Oh, yeah.
You can kind of bend your legs over your head.
Like monks do that kind of stuff.
Monks. Monks? No, but like, which monks have you been watching?
Like Buddhist monks.
Buddhist monks are contortionists.
Yeah, they can do that.
Well, anyway, so I ended up onto the topic of contortionism. And here's a couple of myths for you.
Okay, tell me the myths.
Myth one, Asians are more flexible than Caucasians. Absolute myth.
Is this like true or false?
No, it's a myth.
So that's not true.
It's not true. No.
I'd say it's true. So these are all false.
These are all false.
So this is not a guessing game for me.
I started this by telling you these are all false.
Well, how about you say, why don't you say them? Well, they're obviously false when you read them out, aren't they?
So I've already prefaced it with, all right, here's another myth, all right?
Okay.
Contortionists apply snake oil to their joints or drink special elixirs to become flexible. False. Myth,
false.
Lindsay.
False.
False. Well, there we go.
There we go. 50% right.
Myth, double jointed people have more joints than most people do.
False.
There we go.
Yeah, look at me, I'm on fire. 2 out of 3.
All right. Myth, you are either born a contortionist or you're not.
So you can become one. Anyone can be a contortionist.
That means that you and I, Lindsay, can become contortionists.
Are you going to become a contortionist?
Well, look, I've been looking at some different career avenues recently, and I feel like contortionism is something I might be able to pick up.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Jump into it. Jump literally. Into
it. There is going to be nothing better than watching a pudgy white dude contorting himself in the weirdest ways possible.
You're going to break so many bones. You're going to bend over to tie your shoe and you're going to break your back.
You know what's the weird thing is, like, when you go and see contortionists, a lot of the time they're girls, and a lot of the time they're good-looking girls too.
Yeah.
So you'd be like, oh, yeah. Hey, bend in lots of directions, huh?
Yeah.
Flexible. Bet she'd be a hoot in the bedroom, yeah?
Yeah.
Imagine what people are going to be looking when they're looking at me that's disgusting.
I never thought hell was possible, but I've seen it in this man.
this man, at the moment, the only possible reason I can think of him being able to do this is that he can suck his own dick.
That's the only reason he's doing it.
It's the only reason. I can't understand why he wouldn't want to do this. Why would he want to do this with his
life?
Why
is he putting himself through so much pain?
Yeah, he's literally grossing out people. He's not even built for this. Yeah. Like,
it's wrong. It's against nature.
He's never been flexible. His karate teacher was disappointed in him, in his flexibility.
Put him out of his misery.
Just shoot him. Lindsay, are you ready for a little bit of Max and relaxing?
Oh, man, I need some relaxing. Some maximum relaxing.
Good.
Just, I'm all tense.
Well, we've got some meditation for you right now.
Oh, man.
Might help with that. Might not. I don't know.
I really hope it does. I think it does.
I'm not a doctor.
You're not a doctor.
I'm not a doctor.
But you are a man.
I am.
And what do you say as a man?
I say it's time for some meditation.
Well, let's get into it.
Oh, by the way, we're also going to use a cowbell instead of the ding this time. Because we have a cowbell.
Just to mix things up.
And we want to use it while we've got it.
Here we go.
Doesn't work quite as well, does it?
No, not really. Michael, the other night,
yes,
I was having a dream that Barack Obama was a Lego man and he was giving me a speech. What do you think the speech was about?
I don't know. Equality.
Between Lego blocks.
Yeah, why not?
Go for it. It's good. True story.
Shit story. You know, Lynn.
Yeah.
I found out the other day what a Gosford skirt is.
Gosford skirt?
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, it's a skirt that's close to the entrance.
Oh!
Yeah, yeah. That's not the joke. Stop. It's not the joke.
Okay.
So I thought, I'm going to rename my footy shorts the Coffs Harbour shorts.
Yeah.
You want to know why?
Why?
It's close to the big banana.
There's
hit the cowbell. Yeah, there we go.
Michael, whenever you're walking downstairs and there's a handrail, do you still slide down on that thing with your bum? Like when we were kids?
I didn't even do it when I was a kid.
You never did it as a kid?
I was a very safe kid.
You haven't lived.
Yeah.
You get back out there.
I was like the kid of an insurance salesman. I had to calculate the, you know,
the percentages.
Yeah, yeah. What do you call it?
Statistics, a possibility?
No, the
probability?
Yeah,
that
probability.
You might slip?
Yeah, yeah. I had to calculate that every time, yeah. Yeah. We got there.
Yeah.
We got there. Now, Lenza, I'm in a bit of a bind at the moment.
What's happening?
We see, I hate static electricity. I hate getting zapped.
Don't we all?
Yeah. But I love fluffy carpet.
That's
a bind.
That is a bind. That's a tough one. Michael?
Yes, sir.
Got a question.
Uh-huh.
Is the sun getting brighter? Because I feel it is. I feel that it's getting a lot brighter.
Is it getting closer to Earth?
It might be.
Is that maybe?
Maybe.
I feel like I don't know enough about space that if it was starting to come towards Earth, I'd trust the scientists, but they don't have to tell us, do they?
I feel that we need... I feel like in general, in society, we have teachers, we have policemen. I feel like we need cosmos people who tell us about the cosmos and space. Spacemen, we would like to call them.
Pretty sure there's people. Like, aren't they called astronomers?
We just need more of them. Okay. We need more of them.
Or spacemen, is what they call them.
Spacemen.
Spacemen. There goes a fire truck. Where do you reckon they're going?
To the hot place.
Yeah. Okay. Still wouldn't. It's not worth a cowbell.
No, it's not worth a cowbell.
Aliens.
Yeah.
You reckon you could kill someone with a mouse?
You're holding a computer mouse.
Yeah, with a mouse. Like, got the mouse right here. Like, you can hear it.
Nah, I don't think you could kill someone with that. Unless you, like, strangled them with a strap. That's the only way you could kill someone with a mouse.
Well, then that's a yes.
I'm sorry.
Outro!
Still got the cowbell going.
Still rocking it.
Give me a beat.
There we are.
That's a beat?
That's
Two beats, but all right.
Well, I was a drummer. Yeah. I did buy...
You bought a drum set. Let's talk about this. You bought a drum set of my friend.
Yeah, who wasn't using it anymore.
Yeah.
You said, Lindsay.
This is the chance of a lifetime. This is before radio.
This is before all this. But because we had we were suckling at the teat of...
the entertainment business.
Yeah, we were.
We're going to be in entertainment somewhere.
Well, we're going to be something. We don't know what, but we're going to do it. So we tried all these experiments. We tried musicians. Yeah. Well, you're a guitarist.
Yeah.
And I was the drummer. Terrible guitarist.
Terrible.
I mean...
Oh, well. terrible drummer.
Well, terrible band. We didn't even have a band name. Yeah. We just mucked around in the sight shed, just beating some beats and mucking around. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, that died.
Yeah, that went south.
So we went to radio.
Band didn't take off.
Band didn't take off, so we went to radio. That's the next step. That's where all the bands go.
That's true, yeah.
And you made it in radio, and now I'm a school teacher, and now we're trying to get back into it. Well, we're trying to get our own show.
Gets us flying through the stratosphere.
Of success in this podcast industry.
I've got the cowbell with me up here.
Oh.
That's been it for the Snooch Lens podcast.
People could not imagine what you were doing. People just lost. Like, I'm
flying through the air with a cowbell.
Well, so, we just got abstract pretty quickly. That. We like to have real comedy here, Michael.
That's right. It's about as abstract as our band was. So let's keep that rolling. You've been listening to Snooch Lens podcast, like we like to say every week.
Spread the love.
You've been listening to Snooch Lens. And welcome to Celefap. He's the host of Radar Radio on digital.
Sorry.
It's Celefap.
What is it?
It's Celefap. Salifap. S-A-L-I-F-A-P. Snitch and Lindsay interview funny ass people. I sent it to you in the email.
I thought it was a joke.
No.
It's not a joke. Our life is a joke. This podcast is a joke. Sorry, it's meant to be funny.
Sorry, I'll let you finish.
That's fine. All right. Here we go. And welcome to Celefap, host of Radar Radio on digital and Triple M.
No, we don't call it radio anymore. It's multi-platform. Just Radar.
Gonna get through this intro at some point, aren't we?
You should have kept the first one. It was great.
So we're both like sitting. Do you want to actually sit next to each other and record this?
Yeah, probably.
Mic four for everyone. Just letting people know, mic four is a go. Shorty,
the bush kangaroo.
Did you ever watch Sooty?
No.
Sooty
never watched it.
It was so funny.
What is Sooty? I don't know. What is it again? You've talked about it.
It's those little
times.
Puppets from British land.
From British land. All right, let's do this.
Okay.
Now, Linz, there's a brand new lunchtime.
Okay.
With Snitch and Linz.
Let's do this.
It's Snitch and Linz for lunch. Lindsay, it is time for. Sorry. Actually, let's just start that again.
Let's start again. That's okay.